Madhyan Leela at Radhakund, Midday Pastimes of Radha Govinda Yugal, Chapter 8, 10:48 a.m. to 3:36 p.m. Sri Rupa Goswami's Summary. During the bliss of enjoying together Radha Krishna's transcendental bodies, display the emotional ornaments, bhav alankar, of sanchari bhav, sattvic bhav, and other bhavs. The kandarpa yajna, sacrifice to Cupid, is successfully performed due to the mixture of Radhika's resisting tendency and Krishna's irrepressible impatience. Afterwards, Dalita and other intimate sakis arrived to please the divine couple with their laughing and joking. Then Radha Govinda delight in a variety of pastimes, such as stealing Krishna's flute, holy color festival, Julin swing festival, Ban Bihar, Ban Gamana, roaming in the six seasonal forests, Sadrituvan Gamana, honey wine drinking, Marupan, conjugal love sports, Ratikeli, water splashing and sporting, Jal Bihar, and Surya Puja in Suryakund. Let us all remember Radha Madhav's midday pastimes as they are served by the Brajagopis. Now we'll begin Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad's description of Madhyan Leela at Sri Radhakund, verse 1. This section A is called Radha's Heartache and Separation from Shyam. Radha waits at home in Yavat, being tortured by the intense desire to meet Krishna. Seeking relief, Radha reveals her mind to Vishakha. O Sakhi, the high waves in the ocean of Krishna's bodily sweetness completely inundate the mountain of every woman's patience. Krishna's joking words give joy to the ears. Krishna's lustrous body is more cooling than millions of moons, and the sweet fragrance of Krishna's nectar lips floods the universe with joy. In this way, Nanda Nandan forcibly attracts my senses. Listen, Vishakha. Krishna's bodily effulgence is more beautiful than a new monsoon cloud, and Krishna's enchanting dress resembles lightning, Pitambara. Krishna's captivating flute, a Murli Manohar, enhances Shyam's splendor, and Krishna's face is brighter than the autumn moonshine. A peacock-feathered crown, Mor Mukut, rests atop Bihari's head, and a necklace of jewels spreads across Krishna's broad chest like a row of stars, Tarabali. O Sakhi, Madan Mohan is thus fully enticing the thirst of my eyes to see him. O Sakhi Vishakha, Krishna's voice resonates like the rumbling of clouds, and his tinkling ornaments allure the ears. Hari's joking words weave tapestries of rapturous hidden meanings. Priyatam's seductive Murali steals the heart of Lakshmi. What to speak of other women? In this way, Madan Mohan completely captivates my ears. The fragrance of Shyam's beautiful body conquers the aroma of musk and enslaves all women. The 8 richly scented lotuses of Krishna's body far surpass the ordinary fragrance of lotuses and camphor combined. Shyam's body is anointed with the finest aguru, kasturi, chandan, and camphor. The luscious broad chest of Shyam subdues the splendor of a sapphire pillar. Krishna's 2 strong arms bolt the doors of the gopis' hearts from the attack of Cupid's arrows. In this way, Madan Mohan lures the fascination of my body. Vishakha, the nectar of Krishna's sweet lips diminishes the desire for any other taste, and that Krishna Adhara Amritam is attained only by one possessing heaps and heaps of pious credits. The juicy remnants of Krishna's pan prasadi, subdue the sweetness of nectar. In this way, Madan Mohan always increases the madness of my tongue. While Radha reveals her heartache to Vishakha, Tulsi Mundri suddenly arrives, bringing Krishna's Gunjamala and 2 champak flowers. Giving them to Malita, Tulsi Mundri relates the success of her mission. In great joy, Malita puts Krishna's Gunjamala prasad around Radha's neck and hangs the champak flowers over her delicate ears. Krishna's sweet bodily aroma completely pervades these objects, which signify the imminent meeting of Radha Madhav. By contacting Krishna's flowers and Gunjamala, Radha feels the direct touch of her beloved. As a result, Radha's eyes bloom like lotus petals, and Sriji's body shivers in horripilation. Momentarily stunned in ecstasy, Radha cannot move. But 3 friends of Radha, named sobriety, obstinacy, and fine judgment, appear to awaken Radha from her stupor. Then Radha jokes with Lalita and other sakis, eager to take her to Krishna. Radha says, "Why wait for me, O beautiful Sundaris? If you are so anxious to depart, then just go to Radhakund and have a look for yourselves. You will see that the Krishna stag is trapped within the noose of Shaibya's clever words. That drunken elephant Krishna has fallen into the trap set by Chandravali. So, all of you Padminis, which means ladies or female elephants, should go and rescue that bull elephant Shyam from that trap. O Sakis, knowing that haste results in failure, the wise never act rashly. They attain success by moving carefully according to a plan. Responding to Radha's sarcasm, Lalita says, "Oh, Sakhi, yes, you're absolutely right. Krishna did not go to your meeting place, but he is enjoying himself with Shaibya and her friends instead. And if we show our faces there now, then our prestige will be burned to ashes." Lalita's words remind Radha of the obstacles in meeting Krishna. Thus, Radha's mind tosses in turmoil as Radha contemplates, "My sister-in-law Kutila envies me. My husband speaks harshly. And my mother-in-law, Chitila, the suspicious old biddy, she distrusts me. Furthermore, during the day, Krishna is always surrounded by his sakas, with so many obstacles and barriers in front of me. How will I get a chance to meet Krishna? Oh, I am so unfortunate." Thus concludes part A, Radha's heartache.